Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Hey, messy baby.
And I kiss them on Thursday. Oh, and he didn't come Friday.
Well, Friday will come soon enough. Well, maybe not soon enough for some of you. It depends, I guess, on what's going on. I'd be very thankful next week when Mercury comes out of retrograde. I'll tell you that much. And then I wonder how everybody's life has been. How is in terms of my life and business and career and what's going on in the world, it has been the exact opposite of the Mercury retrograde that we experienced after Christmas. It's been a rocky, rough, horrible road.
This one was so easy.
Yeah, right. This one is ooh-wee. All right, so let's celebrate some things. Let's try to do something new today. That's one of the wonders of this program, the wonders of the world. You do things new so you don't wonder about what might have been. You move ahead. You don't know. Some people say, well, if I make a move, it'll be a mistake. What happens if I make a mistake? Well, actually, it may seem like failing sometimes when you misstep, but then what comes out of it, it's supposed to be. I'm one of those people that just thinks as much as it's rough and there are things that you don't want to experience, but then you realize that you there are things, the challenges that you take on could be bigger and better than where you have been. So look at it that way. Look at the sun. I'm looking at the sun as it, quote-unquote, comes up. It doesn't really come up. The Earth is moving toward it. But it's the old expression, red sky in the morning, farmer take warning, red sky at night, farmer's delight. Well, we have red skies in the morning, so I suppose that means we may have a little bit of rain. But into each life, Jay, a little rain must fall. Today, you can have a little exercise, because it's exercise day, National Exercise Day. What do you do for exercise? Started back in ancient Greece, that is the focus on fitness. And today there's a general focus on fitness, not only in our country, but all around the world. Every significant civilization, not only now, but through history, has had something that's equivalent to staying fit, exercise, yoga, all that sort of thing that we have right now. Yoga started in ancient India. Do you know that, Jay? And football started, not the kind of football that we have now, but the
soccer.
Kicking the ball around started in Europe in the medieval times. And so if you look at the documentation going back to 3400 BC, especially in India, there was a lot of discipline that was urged on people, and they took it. The mind-body connection, the spiritual connection, and mental health all connected to the varieties of exercise, including and not limited to yoga. So if you are an exerciser, that's great, because it certainly has health benefits. Exercise alone, you'll find, I think, if you haven't done it regularly, I know when I'm moving, my body's moving, it makes me feel good. I tighten up my butt and walk faster, stuff like that. You do it, and I move my arms around as I'm walking. Oftentimes people look at me and say, what's the matter with that guy? Well, I'm just trying to keep my body in shape. If you do a lot of sitting, you join the group that has a lot of heart disease. So the idea to have the exercise
is watch out for those blood clots.
Yeah, right, exactly. Legs and everywhere in your body. So we celebrate with you and everybody National Exercise Day. Okay, so let's take a trip, shall we? Around America, a couple of stops, including your native state of Ohio. that woman's son that got hit by the hockey puck. It
no,
seems that there's more
getting hit by
to
the hockey puck.
That's right, yeah. Well, he was. He didn't get hit, but he would have been if it hadn't been for the person that got in his way at the Cleveland Monsters game. The fellow who reached over to block the puck that came out of the ice toward the four-year-old boy. And so his mother was thinking about what would have happened if that fan had not been there. So the post on this story is that she reached out to try and find the fellow who was the fan and offering, you know, her gratitude as much as anything else. Maybe a meal, maybe tickets to another game, that sort of thing. So she went out looking for this anonymous fan, asked him if he saw this to contact her.
Mm-hmm.
And there were like millions of people who saw this thing. And apparently the fellow who was the hero here saw the story and said, okay, yeah, I'm going to connect with them.
Yeah.
So the guy's name was, what's his name, Davis? I think Asia, is that his name? No.
That's Asia Davis is Nasir's mom, yeah.
No, right.
Andrew Podolak, I believe. No.
Mm-hmm. Not important what his name is. What happened is what's important. So anyway.
Well, and the kids, there were some kids behind them who actually caught the puck that Podolak mm-hmm. deflected. And they gave it to Asia, or Nasir. They're like, hey, you deserve this. Do you want this? But the cool mm-hmm. thing is that, of course, the Monsters and AHL get a hold of the story, and they celebrate them. They celebrate the heroism and just kind of give a good example and cherish of taking care of each other. And they were all welcomed down to center ice during the playoffs.
And so, as the story goes, they all, at the end of the day, felt wonderful, right? That's the thing. I just think that there is, you know, when this youngster or the parents go back to a game again, they're going to worry all the time that they're going to maybe a puck. Most of the seats, if you go to most of the hockey, even the high school hockey, the ice in the arenas has those big, heavy, thick plastic things around, right?
Yeah, and then in some areas there's like an addition of netting, but the puck can still go like over top of all of it.
Really? Yeah. Lucky kid. All right, let's see what else is going on here in Ohio. High school senior has died after falling from a moving vehicle. I saw this and I thought, okay, this is the Darwin Award of the day. And goes to...
Oh, this is so heartbreaking.
Yeah, but it's stupid, right? Jumping...
An 18-year-old lost his life. It's heartbreaking.
They
were playing tag with water guns. And he jumped up on the one step thingy of his buddy's truck, not thinking that he could fall off and crack his head open, essentially.
Well, but, you know, I guess, yeah, he's a kid and kids do crazy things. But, yeah, it still means nothing when you get to the end of the day because the kid's dead. They tried to perform CPR on him. He fell off of the running board on the side of the Bronco. And so... I don't know. I just see these sorts of things, and I do feel badly. I'm not being cold and hard, but I just think that this is... the kids don't think often about consequences, right? I think even adults oftentimes don't think about consequences. Look at the way some people drive that are supposedly adults and what happens. So, anyway, am I being a jerk? Because... I think that it was so unnecessary.
And yeah, I think it's fun to joke about, like, Darwinism and all of that stuff. Don't get me wrong. But when somebody actually, like, a young... I know we can't call him a child who's 18, but when somebody loses their life, that's a little tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Moving to New York and the I Love New York Department, the Health and Mental Hygiene Department has released an advisory after a lot of cases of an infection that's associated to exposure to rats.
That is
and
so,
so far, 24 cases of leptospirosis, which is being exposed to rat urine, have been reported. The average number locally in New York was 15 cases a year, and so now they have 24 cases, and it's only April the 18th. 98 locally acquired cases in, you know, the last 15, 20 years. Median age 50 years old, usually a male, most often in the Bronx, but there have been rat problems in Brooklyn and Manhattan and Queens and Staten Island. So the severe cases have a lot of organ failure, pulmonary issues. You know, a lot of them die. Got so headaches and chills and muscle aches and that sort of thing. How do you get it? What do you?
I'm
with you.
I understand it's from rat urine and everything, but where is it that? How are people being
exposed to it?
Something that you have to consume, or is it just something you can inhale? Like, is it an airborne situation? How is it happening? Is it
not airborne? You have to
restaurants
touch
restaurants that.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Yep. Touching it. Mm.
There you go.
Gross.
The mayor has, you know, this will be hung on him to a point, and it should be because he's doing a horrible job. He's as bad as Biden, only on a local level. There's no, the city's out of control. There's no controlling the kinds of inspections and things that need to be done. I'm not great for government involvement in much of anything, but in this case where it's so obvious that there needs to be a focus on this, just, you know, this is New York City. And speaking of that, here's a guy that's dead, three people hurt on scooters when guys opened up fire shooting at the corner of a Bronx, one of the streets in the Bronx. Four men, two of them were on scooters, were shooting at these guys that were on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, two drivers on the scooters and then two on the back that each had guns, all of them wearing masks, so.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds like an episode.
Still under yeah, and it's still under investigation whether or not it was targeted, they knew the people, or if it was just a wrong place, wrong time.
Exasperating, isn't it? All right, 18 after the hour, this is Thursday, good day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Celebrity news trending on social media is the focus here, 23 after the hour. This portion of the program brought to you by the Progressive Insurance folks. They have protection for you, your family, your home, all the people that are in your life, the dogs, the cats, all of the furry friends that you have, electronic devices. Pet health insurance is part of Progressive. That's something new and kind of cool. Check it all out at progressive.com. All right, that was Kate Hudson singing. Yes, she has an album. Didn't we announce this like 4 or 5 months ago? Do I remember? Or maybe more recently even than that, Kate Hudson.
When she announced her album itself and that she was excited about it. And it was kind of shocking that she hadn't delved into music because we know she can sing. She's had roles where she was singing, and we know that she's good. But this is her actual debut album.
Mm-hmm. So, it was a 12-song project, and she said it was more real to me than anything I've done in my entire life, which is kind of, when you look at some of the movies she's been in, what she's done in general with her life. She's been nominated for an Oscar, for heaven's sakes. And so this thing is called, the album is called Glorious. And was that the song? I didn't get that Gonna Find Out. Is that the song that we just played?
Yeah, the song.
That's our first track.
Yes, the song is Gonna Find Out. So the album, Glorious, is set for release on May 17th. But she unveiled the title of the album, the cover, a release date, all of that good stuff and information, along with the new single, Gonna Find Out.
So that's good, right? She wants to let the listeners into her world as a musician. So she got all kinds of... did she write this stuff, some of it, or did somebody write it for her? Is this specifically original music, yeah?
Yeah, I think she co-wrote a lot of it, if not all of it. But she said that it was kind of like she got to the core of who she was. She didn't realize that she needed to find herself, and she didn't realize she was going to find herself. But in working on this project, she did. And it has, like... Linda Perry is going to be on it. It should be really good. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of magical.
And her husband worked on it, who's a producer and all that stuff. It's going to be great.
Starting new things in life. No matter what the age of the person thinking, I'm going to start something new. Well, there it is. Something new. Something unique. All right, next up in our profile of the trending items in the celebrity department is Mariska Hargitay, who is the star of Law and Order SVU. How about that? I love that theme. It so distinguishes the shows from anything else that's on TV. So one of the stories that's following her this week as they plan the 25th season of SVU, Law and Order SVU, there have been, what, a thousand episodes of various Law and Order shows. So anyway, she's a police officer. And well, at least she's not, in real life, she's not a police officer. She plays one on television. She was filming one of the episodes, and she was approached by a child. Now, she's worked with groups in New York to help youngsters who are lost, abducted. You know, some of the themes of the show. So while she was filming the last episode of this season last week, she was approached by a small girl who believed her, that is Mariska, to be a real police officer.
Yeah.
She was wearing a badge, and, you know, that's part of her outfit.
The little girl was completely oblivious to the production, the cast, and the crew,
right,
and everything, which understandably should. So, it wasn't revealed her age, but she was a very young girl, and she had got separated by her mother, or from her mother, while at the park, mm-hmm, and saw Mariska with a badge. Thought
badge.
She was a police officer.
And Ice-T as well was with her. He's got his badge. So, anyway. Apparently it worked out okay, though, I think, but didn't the child help the child find the mother, and so that worked out okay. All right, well, another real-life item there, right from the world of make-believe, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discount.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Democratic-controlled Senate swiftly dismissing the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, voting to deem both impeachment articles unconstitutional. They argued they did not meet the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Despite Senate Republicans' attempts at motions to initiate a prolonged trial, all such efforts were fruitless, with votes falling along party lines. Former President Donald Trump, reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. We get more from USA's John Schaefer.
Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on his social media platform Truth Social, questioning the limited number of strikes during jury selection. He also accused the judge of moving so quickly to help Democrats. Jury selection will continue on Thursday.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy, Gary, to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts. 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today. 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
Depended on the kindness of strangers.
A streetcar named Desire. That gets people to think about what their desires are. So if I asked you my question of the half hour, could be, what's your ultimate goal in life? What's your supreme desire? If you could have anything, reach out and touch anything or experience anything, what would it be? Would it be something that you actually could do? Or maybe you put your imagination to work. You read a book that will give you an idea to do something or to feel something. Or to say, you know what I'm saying, a good book, movies too, kind of. But I think books more than anything else. There's uniquely portable magic in a book. finding a good book. I'm not much for reading books because I don't have time to read books. But when I'm on the plane, I will find a big book. I've read books about dogs and animals and farms and stuff, and I'm reading a book now, I think I've mentioned it a couple times, about John Wayne, learning all kinds of stuff about him I didn't know before. But it puts me in a different place. If you're reading, you may not have the actual book, although I think the actual book, holding the book in your hand, is a key to part of the magic of the book. You know, you can read them online and do, you know, all that stuff, but you can do all kinds of things online,
mm-hmm.
Right?
There's something you that's just so amazing, holding
the book
rather than on a tablet.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's something that we all should think about, and if you can, expose yourself to books. Have a library card. Bring your children, your grandchildren there. Good thing. Thursday, the 18th of April. And so there's a big deal in the U.S. House. You know, the Mayorkas thing, I suppose, is one of those. The Senate, let's go from one side to the other, Jay, for a moment, shall we? The Senate killed the impeachment trial against Mr. Mayorkas, who I think is a dunderhead. He's horrible at his job, but pretty much everybody if you're going to impeach him, you better impeach the whole department. And it was really a waste of time and money. There was, you know, the Republicans love to do this, and the Democrats seem to do it. Let's take a shot at somebody. But the Senate, on a 51-49 vote, Republicans were backed in the Senate by the, you know, the Republicans that are there. But anyway, he is not, you know, he's blaming everything on Congress, and Congress is blaming everything on him. It's the usual Washington scenario, and It's ridiculous. And so, he may say that the trial was baseless, and those on that side may say it's baseless. He has not done a good job. That's enough to impeach somebody. But the whole thing, you know, the rancor, if you will, back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats is abusive. The people say, this is historical. No, this is nonsense. Maybe it is historical, but it's nonsense. These people are acting like children. We're going to get you. No.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Uh-uh. Nope.
It's absurd.
Yep, it is. So the other thing that's going on, leadership in the House has proposed a $95 billion foreign aid package, three funding bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The vote will take place on the weekend, and it comes a couple of months after the House decided to take up the same sort of legislation passed by the Senate. So, you know, sometimes these bills start in the House, sometimes they start in the Senate. This one started over in the Senate. So, $61 billion in this package for Ukraine, fighting against Russia, $26 billion for Israel in the fight in the Gaza, and $8 billion for security in the Indo-Pakistani, but the Pacific area, obviously aimed at Taiwan. And then there are some other parts of the loans to Ukraine and all that kind of stuff. You know, as much as we loan money to other countries, I wonder if anybody ever pays it back. It's maybe, you know, do they have the same philosophy there as they do towards student aid, the student loans? Let's, okay, you know, we'll just wipe it off.
With interest.
Wipe it off the books. Interest. Right, exactly. All right, National Basketball Association banning the forward for the Toronto Raptors, a guy named John Tay Porter. I don't know this guy, but I'm not a big basketball fan. He's been banned for life for violating the league's betting rules. This is the same thing that happened to Pete Rose 40 years ago. He was playing for the Memphis Grizzlies. What kind of, you're from Memphis? Or no, you're from Nashville. They don't have, does Nashville have a basketball team?
No, yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Football, hockey, soccer.
All right. So anyway, this all started when the betting operators flagged an $80,000 bet with a $1 million payout. The bet was that Porter would underperform against the Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as it turns out,
Mr. Porter left that game early. He had, so he said, oh, I got a sore ankle or something, a minor ailment. And this, apparently he leaked information, Jay, about his health to the better. And apparently they were going to split the, you know, the, this is, this is creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. The inside is right.
Yeah, the punishment for the crime in this case, it totally warranted.
Yeah, 100%. All right, so let's go over to the WNBA, shall we? And the focus on Caitlin Clark. She's apparently the best player. Would you agree with that if you're watching? She supposedly is the best.
NCAA, the March Madness and everything. She,
right.
And not even just this season. She has been above par her entire college career.
She's from the University of Iowa. She's made history as the basketball's top scorer, female basketball and college top scorer. So she has a contract with the Indiana Fever, I guess women's basketball league, right? Women's basketball team. She's the number one pick in the WNBA draft. And so she signed a contract for $338,000 to be paid out over 4 years. And so somebody looked at that and said, wait a minute. She's going to get a base salary of $76,000 over 4 years, and then she has options and that sort of thing. So some intelligent journalist said, let's look at this and let's compare it to what the men are getting.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable, right? So her salary turns out to be just it's infinitesimal next to the male athletes that are starting in the NBA, right? For comparison purposes, the rookie that's playing for San Antonio, a guy named Victor Wembanyama, I think that's how you say his name, number one pick in the NBA draft this year, $55 million for 4 years. $12 million a year versus hers, what, $96,000, what I say it was, $76,000? So you can imagine how this is going over with.
But also, you have to look at it's not even just like a wage gap between the sexes. You have to also look at how much the WNBA brings in versus how much the NBA brings in, which makes sense. Which is also a crime that the WNBA doesn't bring in more money. But I think that the tides are changing a little bit. More people are paying attention to women's sports. More people are realizing that women are astounding athletes, and I think that the WNBA will start to bring in more money too. But Caitlin Clark also is very close to cutting a deal with Nike that would include a signature shoe, and that's like an eight-figure deal.
Yeah, but still, you understand what I'm getting at here. And you said something about how much more attention is being paid. I think I said the other day, it was last Thursday or Friday when I saw the ratings after March Madness was all over, the women's basketball in March Madness secured the highest ratings and viewership of any team sport outside of the football Super Bowl. Almost 19 million people watched the last game with her as the star. There weren't any NBA games. There weren't any college games in March Madness. They got that kind of a rating. So, it's changing. And it looks to me, Jay, like it's changing rapidly. And so is this fair? I mean, I'm looking. This is certainly a conversation that will start trouble. It gets people, what do you mean? Women are not as good as men. Yeah, I don't know. You know, you look at what some of the women, this is back to the women versus men thing, no matter where you look at it. I remember there was a big to-do with one of the NBC Today show stars who was a female who was comparing, she'd been on NBC Today for as long as a couple of the men, and she was making half as much money. And there was a big to-do about that, as there should be. I mean, no matter what the business, no matter what is going on, if women are doing the same job as men, they need to get paid the same as men. This has been going on, these conversations, as long as I've been doing talk radio, which is from, since the 1970s, this has been an ongoing discussion about how abundantly paid men are and how insufficiently paid women are in almost every field. Now, the gap has been lowered, for sure. And, you know, that was one of the principles of Black Lives Matter, the whole discussion of what black people get paid for doing the same job that white people do. And it's not the same. There are any kind, you know, I've gotten off of that ride, Black Lives Matter, but this is a fundamental thing that needs attention. Fundamental, or does it? Do people care? I care, because I don't think it's right. But am I a lone voice in the wilderness under the circumstances? $76,000 a year for a WNBA superstar versus $55 million or whatever it is, $12 million a year for a guy who plays basketball. No, I've never heard of this guy. I've certainly heard of her. Mm. But I'm sure if I were...
But it goes into the league itself.
Yeah.
Like you can't pay money that's not even there.
Yeah, that's true.
When it comes to athletics, it's kind of a different story. Because I totally agree with you, Doug, on the gender gap and the wages has to... That has to go away. That's just absurd and ridiculous. But you look at even within the same organization, like, say, the NBA just alone, you have rookies that come in that even make different money because of how much money they're going to bring in, how much money the franchise has itself, how much money the organization has. It's...
Well, let's put it this way. Let me boil it down to brass tacks. Let's say you're the father of a daughter, and the daughter wants to go into sports and or anything, never mind, any kind of an opportunity that sons and daughters, don't you want the son and the daughter to be paid what they deserve for what they accomplish? That would be the lesson, I think, that ought to be taught, and it isn't being taught. That's kind of the bottom line with me. 48 after the hour, and good day.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America, N.A.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. 6-pack of towels, $25. 4-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. This is a good day program. Food, farm, and family time, Jay. As we dig around the recalls of the day, number one, at least the first part of our report, has a focus on the Aldi supermarket chain. They have issued an urgent recall and a refund alert for a product that is being investigated by police. This is interesting. The warning came to customers about metal contamination in a batch of tortilla wraps that were sold across its stores. They announced that the Village Bakery 8 tortilla wraps are now under police scrutiny. They specified these wraps, and when you look at other wraps, you know, all these stores have wraps, right? They have prepared foods. And so, anyway, they say in their announcement, quote, as a precautionary measure, our supplier is recalling Village Bakery 8 tortilla wraps because this product may have been contaminated with pieces of metal. Anybody who bought the product. Yeah,
there's an actual really police investigation in on this one.
Yep. It's really, it speaks volumes as to how the supermarket business is being consolidated, controlled by fewer and fewer people. The stuff that's being sold in one store that you think is unique really isn't. It just has their label on it. This stuff is, you know, this stuff is being, and if it weren't for it actually showing up and somebody bringing you back to the store, would they have even known about it? I guess that's the question. Wow. Okay. Denver in the focus today because they've been named the best city in America for pizza. Huh?
Who saw
really?
That coming?
Right. So you go to Denver. They have an evolution apparently going on in the pizza business in Denver. I haven't been in Denver a couple of years. I don't remember going out of my way or thinking, hey, I got to go get a pizza.
Pizza does have, Denver does have good pizza. Not knocking it, but when you think of, okay, who has the best pizza in America?
Chicago.
You think New York or Chicago?
Yeah,
I'll think
right.
New York. My automatic mind, it goes to New York.
Uh-huh.
Well, Chicago and New York are 14 and 15 on the list. The top 10 list has Buffalo in it. That's the number 2. Boston is number 3. Philadelphia is number 4. Huh? I don't know. This is who made up this list? Where did this come from? One of the pizza chains pay for this survey? How do you come up with it? Is it Neapolitan pizza this big? In, is that the big fat square pizza? That's the one that's big in Detroit?
I cannot recall what that one's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, apparently things have changed a lot in the last few years. So for those of you who are wondering, the best pizza in the country, according to this survey anyway, is Denver. All right. Next item of interest here is your potato. I had a baked potato the other night. I like baked potatoes. A little butter, salt, yum. There are, hooray for Washington on this one. There are a bunch of senators who are calling, mostly from ag states, calling on the Department of Agriculture and the Health and Human Services Department to keep the potato classified as a vegetable. There are reports, Jay, that a joint advisory committee is considering that this could be either a vegetable or a grain. Potato as a grain. I'm having a hard time with that. And back again to, don't these people have anything better to do than to ruffle the feathers of the potato growers? Why would you make potato a grain? And what is the reason? So now there's all this activity. They've hired lobbyists to oppose the classification of potatoes as a grain. This is ridiculous. There's a new dietary.
Right?
Well, it looks like
they're saying it is a vegetable.
They hired, they hired a company to do a lot of lobbying and the PR. And so they got to the senators so that, they didn't change the classification. But imagine, think about this. There's new dietary guidelines, and there's an advisory committee that is changing the food in the various groups. So where is the big human cry for changing what's in the group? The groups are, for the most part, nonsensical anyway, because they have in them stuff that's really bad for you, these dietary guidelines. But supposedly, according to the law, you're supposed to change or review the classifications every 5 years of, what's a vegetable.
Yep, just ask the planet Pluto.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, right. Okay, there's our report, ladies and gentlemen. Food, Farm, and Family. Check it all out every single day at foodfarmfamily.com, a direct service of the Good Day program, 59 past.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.